Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of overcoming in the area of our soul. We've talked about the fact that the Bible says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you might prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers." You're going to prosper or have a good journey in life. You're going to be in health in proportion to the prosperity of your soul, even as your soul prospers. And we're talking about soul realm problems, things that occur in our life that will do damage to our soul. We saw in Proverbs 8:36, "He that sins against me wrongeth his own soul." When you sin against God, it's because you go contrary to his word, and you are actually wronging your own soul, doing damage to it. We saw in Leviticus chapter 4 about how sin through ignorance still caused them to offer up a sacrifice unto the Lord because of that sin. See, this is why we got to get in the Word of God. The devil wants to keep us ignorant of the truth of God's Word so that then he can have place to work in our life whether we understand it or not. You know, the Bible says, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. They've gone into captivity because they have no knowledge." The enemy will work off of your ignorance to bring you into bondage. We also saw in Leviticus 7 that if you touch any unclean thing, then they were going to be cut off from the fellowship of the Lord. Well, God wants us to separate ourselves from everything that's unclean. It will have a contaminating effect upon your soul and affect your fellowship with the Lord. In fact, in Leviticus 22, when they went to the holy things and tried to enter in, if they had uncleanness upon them, they were cut off from his people. God does not want us to have uncleanness in our life. You know, if you have sin, then you need to confess that sin. He's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And we need to repent, turn around from it, because when you sin, you are breaking the covenant fellowship that you have with him. We also saw in Numbers 21 that they were discouraged because of the way, and they began to speak against God. Don't ever speak against God. If God be for you, who can be against you? The Lord loves you with an everlasting love. They got discouraged because of the way. You know the way that we're to walk in, it is a way that is going to bring forth victory. It's a way that's going to bring forth peace. At the same time, the enemy is going to tempt us. We are going to be proved in every area of our life. We're going to have to obey God's word. We're going to have to deal with the enemy and overcome. We're going to enter into spiritual warfare. And we're going to have to come against Satan's workers and cast them out, drive them out, resist them, and not give place to them. Don't be discouraged. Too many Christians want to just walk their own way and hope everything goes great. I'll tell you, if you're going to have to get into warfare, there is going to be a fight. The Bible says you fight a good fight of faith. The Bible says that we're to endure hardness as good soldiers in Christ. This is why you put on the armor of God. And every one of us, we are going to have to fight the good fight. Then we'll overcome because we have the weapons of warfare that are mighty through God that will overcome the enemy. We saw in Numbers chapter 30 when they vowed a vow, and if they broke his word, then they would be turning away from the fellowship of the Lord. When you give your word, you bind your soul with a bond. It's important that when you vow a vow to God, you carry it out. When you give your word to someone, you do what you say. You have actually bound your soul with a bond, and if you do not carry it out, you will have a breaking of that bond affecting your soul realm. In Judges 16:16, we saw that Samuel told the truth about the source of his strength when he was pressed daily with the words that vexed his soul. Do not let the enemy continually come against you and press you with words that vex your soul. Otherwise, you will give place to the enemy in due season. In the bitterness of her soul, Hannah was over the lack of a promise coming to pass of the child that she believed God for. But she finally saw that promise come to pass. But when you're in bitterness of soul, if you complain in the bitterness of your soul like Job did, then you're going to be hindering the promise of God. We need to realize that God is going to bring the promise to pass. as we are steadfast, doing the Word, holding fast our confession, and keep speaking forth His Word, keep praying without ceasing, praying and speaking forth with the promise of God, He's going to bring it to pass in our life. Job's soul was vexed because he was broken pieces with the words that were spoken. Watch the words you speak about yourself. Watch the words that you listen to from others. Watch any words that come into your ears that are not going to be in line with the ways of God. It will have an effect upon your soul. We saw in Psalms 3 how the enemy says there's no help for you. The devil lies. He comes to lie and tell you things that are contrary to the Word. There's many that increase that trouble you. They rise up against you. They say of your soul, there's no help for him in God. The devil's a liar. Don't ever believe it. God is your help, and he will bring forth victory. We saw in Psalm 7 how the enemy comes to tear your soul, and he says there's none to deliver. He wants to rend it in pieces. And this is what he tries to do. He tries to come into you in all kinds of ways. He wants to get you bitter. He wants to get you angry. He wants to get you depressed, down, discouraged. He wants to get you reacting with anxiety, fear, worries. All these things are tearing apart your soul, and it is doing damage to your soul. Of course, he says there's none to deliver, but he's a liar. The Lord is our victory. Now we saw in Psalms 42 where it says, "Why are you cast down, O my soul?" We should not let our soul be cast down in depression. Why art thou disquieted within me? That's that anxiety. Where is this all coming from? It's coming from the enemy. And what's the answer? Hope thou in God. God's your hope. He's the one who will deliver you. He will set you free and bring you out of bondage in your life. We also saw the scripture in Psalms 54 where the oppressors would come against them seeking after their soul. In Psalms 56:5 it says, "Every day they wrest my words, all their thoughts are against me for evil." This is what the enemy tries to do. They're gathering themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark your steps. They are waiting for your soul. You must realize that the enemy is Satan, and he works through his demonic spirits that are going to try to get to you. They want you to speak negative words so that you will actually bring curses upon yourself, and so you will stop the angels from working on your behalf. They also want to get you to think on negative thoughts so that you will not think on good things and think on the things that are going to bring forth peace and upon the Word of God. The enemy wants to hide himself so that you will not know what he's doing. In Psalms 57, verse 6, it says, "My soul is among lions. I lie even among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows and their tongue a sharp sword. They prepared a net for my steps." The enemy would like to bring forth bondage in your soul. He says, "My soul's bowed down." See, the enemy prepares a net for you. He wants to bring you into bondage. But praise God, if you will fill yourself up with the Word of God, if you will resist the enemy and not give place to him in your will, your intellect, or your emotions, but you'll fill yourself up with the presence of God, then you will have a fat soul filled up with the things of God. Psalms 59, verse 1, he says, "How the enemies seek after my soul," but he says, "Deliver me from my enemies, defend me from them that rise up against me." That's exactly what the Lord will do. Yeah, the enemy lies in wait for your soul, but praise God, we have the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though the enemies speak against you, they lie in wait for your soul, God will come on the scene. God will deliver you. He is your help, and he will set you free because he's given you authority over the enemy. We also see a scripture in Psalm 71. Here it says, "The enemies speak against me," and talk about how these are enemies, adversaries to my soul, and they are coming against you to try to bring you into bondage. But he says in verse 14, "I will hope continually, and I will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day." You should be speaking forth about the righteousness of God and the fact that you have rights and privileges and the promises. Speak them into being. We have the word of faith, and we speak as we believe in our heart unto our righteousness and confess with our mouth unto salvation. We speak of thy salvation all the day long. You know, God wants you to hold fast the confession of speaking what God's promise is. Keep declaring his deliverance and healing and victory for you, and he's going to come and bring that to pass in your life. Psalms 84, verse 2, "My soul longeth even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. God wants you to get in the presence of God. Does your soul long for the presence of God? It says, blessed are those that dwell in my house. They'll be still praising him. God wants you to get in the presence of God. Your soul faints if you are not filled up with the presence of God. So you need to fill yourself up with the Word. You need to fill yourself up with the things of God. Spend time praising and worshiping the Lord. Spend time in prayer. Spend time filling yourself up with the things of God so that your soul will not faint. Instead, it will be flourishing in the presence of the Lord. And Psalms 86:14 talks about how the enemies come to seek after our soul, but praise God, God's the one who's plenteous in mercy, and he's going to come and deliver you out and set you free. God will bring forth victory in your overcome these soul realm problems. Fill yourself up with the Word and watch God bring forth victory. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close the program